Button on your Zoom platform.
Olá, bom dia a todos.
Hello, good morning. My name is Pedro Lourenço. I'm the Head of Investor Relations at the company, and joining us for this presentation are Mr. Silvio Ernesto Zarzur, Board Member and Chief Executive Officer of the company, Mr. Flávio Ernesto Zarzur, Director, Vice President, and Chairman of the Board of Directors, Marcos Ernesto Zarzur, Board Member, Marcelo Ernesto Zarzur, Vice President, Director of the company, and Mr. Emílio Fugazza, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer at EZTEC. We inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Following that, we will begin a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. If any participant needs assistance during the conference call, please request it through our chat. And in case of a connection failure, please reuse the same link or ID available on our website, ri.eztec.com.br. Also on our website, you can find the slides used on this presentation in the download center. All information is presented in Brazilian reais and according to BR-GAAP and IFRS applicable to real estate development entities in Brazil, unless otherwise indicated. Before we begin, I would like to mention that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call regarding EZTEC's business outlook, such as projections, operational and financial targets, are based on the company's management assumptions and currently available information. Statements about the future are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect EZTEC's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, to begin the presentation, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Emílio Fugazza, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead, sir. Thank you, Pedro. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be here for our earnings call for the first quarter of 2025. And we will begin our presentation on launches. As you can see, there were 616 million BRL in the first quarter of 2025, which is a growth of nearly 32% versus the first quarter of 2024. But that's not it. If you look on the right-hand side, you can also see that this is the strongest quarter in launches among all first quarters in the company's history. And that's not all. The second quarter will have the same magnitude with the launches we're going to show you soon. So to talk about this, we will continue on the next slide. We have Agami Park Residences. This is a launch close to our headquarters here in República do Líbano, in Moema. It has 318 million in PSV, 215 and 290 square meter apartments. This is a high standard building that was developed by the company. During this quarter, we also launched SB 360. This is a project that originally came from IZEM. It became a residential project, and it's located on the corner of Ibirapuera and Bandeirantes Avenues, very close to the purple line from the subway. It has 298 million in PSV. 52% of it has been sold as of the date of this presentation, of course. And we have additional sales to register in the next few days. These are studio apartments, 24 to 35 square meters. The next page shows what we are scheduled to be launched in the coming months, in the second quarter of 2025. Starting with Lume House,
É um empreendimento nosso na Vila Prudente.
On your left-hand side, this is in Vila Prudente, very close to Dreamview Vila Prudente. This is an area that will have two additional launches besides this one. It was 165 million reais, and it has apartments from 39 to 71 square meters. Sales are also open for alt studios by Easy Tech. We're going to report this next week, but it has a PSV of 106 million, and it's very close to another successful launch we had a number of years ago called Sky House in the same neighborhood. It also has small studio apartments, 28 to 35 square meters, and it is selling well. Both of these are 100% Easy Tech. And the last one on the right is a launch in the company called Pop Osasco. This is developed through a partnership that we have that is specialized for Minha Casa Minha Vida. This is an area that already had a successful launch, Vila Osasco. It's very close to Rua do Anel in the town of Osasco. Its PSV is about 110 million and it will have 500 units, which will be launched in the next few weeks. And finally, still this quarter, and this is prepared for a launch, we have Moved Osasco Residence, which is in Bruçocaba Avenue, right in front of the Bradesco headquarters in a great location in Osasco. This is a middle-end and enterprise, apartments between 56 and 72 square meters, and this is the first phase, and we will have an additional phase as soon as we have good performance. So with that, we hope to reach over 600 million in launches in the second quarter, which will make the first quarter a historical record for the company, the first half of the year, a historical record for the company. Continuing with net sales, we had excellent performance here in comparison to the first quarter of 2024. A significant growth of nearly 30%, and gross sales were 414 million, which led to this result of 378 million in net sales. As you will see in the release, this was one of the lowest contract cancellation numbers among the last few quarters. This really shows the solidity of our sales in the company. It's important to highlight that when we compare to the first quarter of 2024, the difference that we have been seeing in sales is, of course, connected to selling our ready inventory. Launch sales have continued to perform well due to our sales force and our campaigns, which have already started to improve our performance. In conclusion, 1.8 billion is our net sales for the last 12 months. So 1.781 billion in comparison to 1.3, which was our level 1 year ago. The next topic are deliveries, which are reaching 2.6 billion year to date. On the left-hand side, we can see one of our deliveries that took place in the first quarter of 2025, which is Dreamview Vila Prudente. This is a middle-end project, 58% units sold, and you can see Fitch Casa Oratório, the tower that has already been delivered, which is a part of the same project. It was delivered last year. And this is about 300 million in deliveries. Until the end of the second half, we will have an additional 2.3 billion or 77% of the units, which is the private area sold. which means that we will have more units to sell, but a lower ready inventory in this, which is the highest level of deliveries of our company's history. Let's continue with financial highlights. Net revenue, it was 311 million for the quarter, up 30% versus the first quarter of 2024, and this matches our growth in net sales. When we look at the quarter-to-quarter comparison, so from 427 to 311, we have to consider that there are holidays in the first quarter, there is rain, there are school vacations, which naturally reduce our capacity to execute during this time. Historically, when we look at the last 10 years, only 2 or 3 years did we not see this trend. So naturally, we see this seasonal effect in the first quarter. And of course, there's also an effect of lower sales during this quarter, which we hope to reverse for the next quarters. When it comes to gross profit, the most important news in the group about the first quarter of 2024 is, or excuse me, 2025 is our growth in gross margin. Over the last year, it was about 8 to 9 percentage points. That's very important. We also have to highlight two things here. As we mentioned, this is a year of deliveries. So in deliveries, there is an important effect. First, as we deliver, we also recognize some savings, which are present here in this margin. And we also have adjustments to the present value. In some cases, we have to reverse this adjustment, and that has a positive impact on our gross margins. Obviously, the margin that best reports what is going to happen to the group is the REF margin. And I have always been saying that our REF margin is around 40 reais, and that's a very good proxy for what will happen for the company on the middle and long term. The next slide shows the company's financial results. This is about one third of our results, and you can notice the stability on the lower left-hand side of the nominal value of the company's financial results. This, of course, is related to cash investments, debt, but it is also connected to our financing segment for end consumers. We understand that there will be a trend to have more liquidity since loan rates are very high in the last few years. So you can see there was a growth of financial results, and origination led to 44 million. So when you look at this evolution, you can see that the volume of payments is significant. On our release, you can see something even more interesting, which is the duration of these releases, these payments. It is around 70 months. And in 70 months, we will receive over 50% of the total amount in this portfolio. Because we use the SAC table to a high degree, and these receivables are on an average of 10%. The next topic is our bottom line, our net income, which reached 94 million reais. It's important to highlight that it went up versus the first quarter of 2024. And it's an annualized expansion as well when we look at the last 12 months. So the company is organizing itself in a number of things, and that contributes to this net income. It's not only an increase in gross margins, but also a significant improvement over the last few years in the efficiency of our commercial expenses, in the efficiency of administrative expenses as well. And this can be seen in a reduction of administrative expenses quarter on quarter. So we are building up results, and this is taking us somewhere different with our current management. So with that, we have our capital structure, which has this composition, as you can see on the right-hand side graph. Our holding now has 933 million reais in cash, and our corporate debt is 681 million. So our holding is absolutely free. And if we have a comparison of the cash burn or cash acquisition throughout this period, we will see that at the holding, we had net cash generation. In our total composition, there was some cash burn because we are using more financing. And our construction execution is consuming a part of this. But at the holding, there is a good cash proportion. Net debt is 366 million, and this is mostly based on financing. So with that, we conclude this part of the presentation on dividends. Traditionally, we pay dividends quarterly. We have over 22 million to pay, about 10 Brazilian cents per share. And the base data will be May 22 with the payment date for May 30th, 2025. So this concludes my presentation, and we will hear comments from our CEO, Silvio Ernesto Zazur. Thank you everyone for being here, as Emilio said. And I think this presentation summarizes the company's work. Our revenue does not reflect exactly what is happening. We are recovering some of our revenue over the last few quarters. And the launches for this half have either all happened or have open houses. So we don't have a risk of execution. And for the next quarter, we have something like 900 million reais in approved projects. And we are already preparing our sales offices, which will not be opened yet due to an operational matter. So we intend to change the company's level in volume of operations and volume of results. This is a new strategy that is gaining traction. When we look at the results, they're not bad, but there's a combination, there's an adjustment between the directors, the controllers, which does not match our capacity. So we are all aligned in changing the company's level. As Emilio said, we are working throughout the year on several fronts, as you can see here, reducing the operational part, working on sales, and we intend to improve many things to face this challenge. Surprisingly, the market has responded, and this doesn't depend on us, so it is surprising that it is responding. Interesting, because sometimes studios are higher and then sized apartments, you know, it changes on a weekly basis, and at the end of the day, this gives a good result. So since we are a company that is present in many areas, we are diversified, which gives us a demand across all categories at different times. So we believe we will have a better performance in the next quarters. And that's all. Flávio, any questions?
Acompanhando aqui o que o Sidney está falando, eu quero dar as boas-vindas a todos.
I'd like to welcome everyone, and I'll follow Silvio's remarks in saying that not only are the directors aligned, but we're also aligned with the board. We have a great land bank, which we have had more utilization to generate capital, so that in the future we can have a better capital structure for our current scenario. Silvio mentioned the development line, and we also have the corporate products area, which seems to adjust itself every day, and we believe that this year we will also include one of these towers. I mean for rental, we're not talking about sales. And this all makes the market more dynamic, and we start feeling more comfortable with using the assets we have. That's it. Okay, Pedro, shall we start the Q&A? Thank you. We will now move on to our Q&A session. We'll start with questions from the sell-side analysts who cover the company following the previously established order, as long as the representative has activated the raise hand function. As time allows, we'll also address questions submitted via the chat. If we're unable to answer within the allotted time, we kindly ask you to send your question with an email contact to our investor relations team, which is available on our investor relations website. That way, our team will be able to follow up with you. The first question comes from Bank of America, from Ms. Carla Graça. Ms. Carla, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. I have two on my side. This quarter, there was a considerable increase in gross margins, as you mentioned, and this was due to that reversal of AVP of projects close to conclusion. Can you give us some color on how much that affected your margins this quarter, and how much of it came from cost controls and price increases, which have helped your REF margin? My second question is, as you mentioned, this quarter will have a record number of launches for the company, and do you intend to continue with this volume in the second half of the year? In the first quarter, you're at 2.5 billion in launches for the year. Is that what we should expect? Thank you. This is Silvio. I'll answer your second question on the volume of launches. We have a large land bank, and we also have a large number of projects ready to be launched. So my answer is that if the market absorbs what we want to sell, if we're able to perform well on sales, we will continue. And there's also an agreement among us that At the end of every quarter, you know, we are advancing significantly in our operations. So we're going to sit down and look at all of the units that we're going to do in the next quarter according to what happened in this quarter. So in July, we're going to have a meeting to decide if we're going to continue having the same level or the same pace in launches or if we will reduce it. I think what I'm saying is very clear. And Emilio will answer your next question, or your first question, rather. Thank you, Silvio. Carla, thank you for that question and for this opportunity to talk about our margins. Carla, there is a graph on page 8 of the release which discusses how our margins are made. This graph tells an interesting story. The products in 2021, 22, and 23 had a gross margin 1 year ago, in the first quarter, of 31.38. So low mid-30s, and this is exactly what we were reporting. And then in the first quarter of 2025, basically everything is in the 40s, except for the launches from 2024, which were at around 28%. What does that mean? This tells us a couple of things. First, we have an INCC component, and at the levels it is at, this starts to recompose our margins. This is what we saw in the past, and we're starting to see it happening again, given the way we charge from our clients, the amount of money that is paid by clients, and so on. The second part is related to much tighter or more accurate controls of our suppliers and our construction executions. And this brings us to the fact that the construction that we're performing right now is in line with its budgets. And the third reversal is AVP. You can see that this reversal also brought for our developments, our margins back to 40 in 2021 and 2022. So why am I telling you this story? When you see 28% of the launches in the first quarter, from 2024, now in the first quarter of 2025, is due to our AVP, which is huge. It's based on the NTM of that period, which was 8%. So that needs to be taken into account. And there's also launches that have not been, or portfolios that have not been impacted by NCC. So slowly our margins will build up again. But just to answer your question, AVP in isolation is less than 1 percentage point, or it's around 1 percentage point of the margin. Does that answer your questions, Carla?
Responderam sim, pessoal. Muito obrigada. Ficou super
claro. It does. Thank you. The next question will be asked by Bradesco by Mr. Herman Lee. Go ahead, sir. Good morning. Thank you. We also have two questions. The first one is about these studio launches. You have launched many in the last few quarters, and there are also a few on your pipeline. I'd just like to understand if this land was bought in the previous plan, or are you focusing on this kind of product right now? I'd also like to ask about Astor Tower. I'd just like to understand if everything is within schedule and how you see the price dynamics in that region right now. Thank you. So Flavio or Marcelo can talk about this. But I'm going to start on studios. So our company looks for opportunities, and we work across the real estate market in São Paulo. We want to be present in all categories. So studios are focused on this as a consequence that we are buying all spaces we can in the market. We should have about 2,000 launched 12 months. You might find this number strange, but we have several projects that have studios in their product mix. They're not exclusively studio apartment buildings, but rather buildings with 60, 70 square meters apartments, but also 22 square meter apartments. And this kind of development has worked very well for us with, different sizes. So this is not a special strategy for the company, but the company's strategy is to work across all different segments in the São Paulo metropolitan region.
Good morning, everyone.
About Esther, we're excited because now we are seeing a strong demand for renting in the region. So four or five major players have come to us for rental, not at the price we dreamed of, but this is what we have right now, and we're willing to rent it and to wait and see if we can get the best returns possible for this. And our schedule, the first tower is expected to be concluded late this year or early next year. And the second tower, well, we will wait for an opportunity for demand to set a real date. If you have any other questions, Herman, does that answer your question or your questions?
Muito claro. Obrigado e bom final
That was
de semana.
very clear. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you. The next question will be asked by BTG Pactual through Mr. Gustavo Cambauva. Go ahead, sir.
Oi, pessoal. Bom dia.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. I'd like to ask you about this large volume of deliveries that you have for this year. If you can tell us about two things. First, what do you believe this volume will be for the company? It seems to be growing. You show that's 60, near around 60 to 70% of your deliveries have been sold, but you will, of course, sell more by the delivery date. But your ready inventory could more than double if you consider this high volume. So, how do you intend to work on this inventory? And my second question also refers to that. Emílio mentioned the own financing portfolio. How do you believe this will evolve with these deliveries, Emílio? It's a tougher scenario. Interest rates are higher. So, do you think the conversion from your own financing is much higher than it was historically? You did not deliver as much this quarter, but have you seen a higher conversion for EZTEC's own financing, or is it closer to the historical levels? And do you have any guidance on the size of this? How far could it go? Thank you. Thank you for that question, Gustavo. So there's a right moment to sell ready inventory. It's after we pass on the bank units. So we have some gaps between delivering the building and posting a sale. We have an exclusive campaign with our ready products, and we are commissioning. This goes into details, but we're looking at different commissions for brokers. They will have a higher premium for selling pieces of real estate that are ready, and we have a team dedicated to that. Besides that, we are changing a direct financing. We're trying to do this especially for products that are ready. We have a net margin, and how much was it? Over 1,000, and we gave discounts. So even selling less, we can sustain our net margins at 30, and we're going to sell a bit more than our competitors, and we're going to invest in marketing, and we have our own financing. So with all of this, I'm sure that we're going to do well and have a good performance. Of course, there was a strong evolution in the company's portfolio, but I think Luis can talk about this. Thank you, Silvio and Gustavo, to answer your question. I'll give you some color on what happened in the first quarter. In the first quarter, although Pedro mentioned that volume of deliveries in the first quarter, which was about 300 million reais, we're working with half of Unique Green in the first quarter as well. So that's over 600 million. What is happening is that the first rate we have is about 8% in fiduciary alienation. So this means that with this 600 million, we're working on about 50 million for our portfolio. So our portfolio will build up more than this, but it also shows that the volume of receivables is more than that. So for 2025, our expectation is that within three semesters, we'll have an additional 73 million. So that's over 100 million. So the net formation will be significant given the volume in sales. We are saying that it should be 50% more in our portfolio than we have currently, given the numbers that we mentioned, how much is converting and how much is being delivered. So that gives you some color on our expectations, Gustavo. Does that answer your question?
Tá respondido, sim, pessoal. Muito
obrigado. It does. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you, Gustavo. Have a good day. The next question will come from Citibank, from Mr. André Mazzini. Go ahead, sir.
Olá, time. Bom dia. Obrigado pelo call.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for this call. I have a couple of questions as well. The first is about branded residences, this concept that we're seeing in São Paulo. So these enterprises that have these luxury brand names, and you have some great brands as well, like Lindenberg. That's a kind of branded residence as well. So my question is, how much do you think that gives you in price if you have a Lindenberg brand and an enterprise in a high-end neighborhood like Itaim versus not using this brand? Does that give you anything tangible? That's my first question. Also, a follow-up on deliveries. You have many deliveries for the second half of the year. 75% has already been sold. So do you have any idea of how many of these clients are pre-approved by banks? Do you have these figures? And how much would that be in all of these deliveries for the second half of the year? Considering that 75% has been sold, how much cash would that result in and what would you do with it? Thank you.
Pergunta.
André, é assim, olha, na questão da Golf Lindenberg,
André, so about the Lindenberg brand, this is a brand, as you said it yourself, that is not only a name, it also includes some content. All of their projects are developed by them. They have some attributes that they include in their products that we don't in a medium-sized apartment. Not only does it include their attributes, but a part of it is built by them. They also have a customization structure. So they are able to be closer to their owners, more than we can. So it's not only about being a brand, it also provides some content. So that's what I had to say about Lindenberg. So talking about pricing, Lindenberg usually has a premium of about 8%, and that's reasonable for how much you pay when you have their brand. And this is interesting. I usually say that they don't sell apartments, they actually buy Lindenberg apartments. So people call them to buy a Lindenberg apartment. It's a traditional thing in São Paulo to have these brand names associated to high standard apartments. So people talk to them, they have a strong demand, and they built a building for us. We had some land and we built an entire building so that we could live in with our parents and our children. So we are clients, and in order not to have conflicts, this was delivered about 1 or 1.5 years ago. And being a Lindenberg client was also a different experience. It was also very good. So all of this has an important meaning for us. And their ability to sell is very strong as well. So our association with them has been very good for them and for us. But regardless of that, we're going to work with our brand individually as a high standard brand. It's not that we're only going to have this kind of enterprise. We're supporting them and they're supporting us, and we have our own brand as well. Thank you, Silvio. André, does that answer your question? Just to answer your question on delivery and cash generation that can be obtained, the numbers, and I always have this here, is this. We have 2.6 billion in VGV, and historically, we have 40% payments on these receivables, André. So we still have to receive 60% of this. With that, at about million of taken debt. And when we finish it, we have about 600 million at the end, plus the 25% inventory. So out of the 600, our question always is how much you're going to generate in It's between 250 and 300 million reais, given what is already happening. So we have a net cash generation of around 300 million generated by these deliveries, because the remaining will be generated for fiduciary alienations. So that's our cash generation. So as we generate, the board will assess the best way of seeing what we can do with these resources.
Muito claro, era exatamente isso.
Yes, that was very clear. Thank you.
Obrigado, André. Bom dia, Pedro.
Thank you, André. Good morning. Let's continue. The next question will come from Goldman Sachs, and it will be asked by Jorel. Go ahead, sir.
Bom dia a todos. Obrigado pela oportunidade. Então,
good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. I'd just like to talk about Western Tower again. Earlier, you were talking about renting this tower, but I'd just like to understand if there are any conversations about a possible sale. Interest rates are expected to go down in the next half. So are these conversations changing? So that's it. Thank you.
Jorel, obrigado pela pergunta.
Thank you for that question, Jorel. This is Flávio. And right now, our focus is anchoring buildings, not selling them. So we're concluding the first tower, and then we want to continue with the second tower. After renting it, you know, we live in Brazil, so we know that interest rates will settle at some point. So when interest rates are lower, then we will look at it. But right now, I don't think this is the right level of return for a building of this size. So that's our line of thinking. Jorel, does that answer your question?
Sim, responderam. Obrigado.
Yes, it does. Thank you. The next question will be asked by Itaú BBA through Ms. Maria Angela de Castro. Go ahead, ma'am.
Bom dia, pessoal. Tive problema aqui ativando meu microfone.
Good morning.
Deu tudo certo. Obrigada pela apresentação e pela oportunidade.
Thank you for that presentation. Thank you for taking my question. So I have two on my side. I'd just like to get your take on the market, how you are seeing sales evolve, and if you have any fears for this year. The macroeconomic scenario has been a bit more difficult when it comes to interest rates, and how much has that impacted your sales? And what are your concerns? My second question is if you're seeing any trends to delaying construction in the city. About 2 years ago, the companies were talking about delays, especially for elevator material. Are you seeing anything similar for 2025? That's all. Thank you.
Eu começo, posso terminar ou eu começo? Eu falo também. Não, o cenário, assim, a gente ainda está com umas entregas atrasadas.
So we still have some deliveries that are late. We're fixing all of this. For us, the issue is not the elevator. We have a very strong partnership with that. The issue is still labor. And we believe that with the next deliveries, we will also start getting these due dates ready. We have been able to correct costs, but we're also correcting these delivery dates. But we have not surpassed 6 months. So this is still within the contract terms. There was also a question about sales evolution in the second quarter and the challenges of having high interest rates. It is challenging, Mariana. It's very challenging, but we cannot give a forecast on what is going to happen, because if you look at it from outside, it seems worse than it is. So if you look at the economy and so on, you would not sell it because it wouldn't sell, but it is being sold. So our margins can be used in our favor. We can use our margins to our favor so that we don't lose all of our volume. So if you have a more compressed margin, you don't have any space. And this is not something that we should use, or it's not something that we take that much into consideration, but in a worse margin, you can sustain your margins, and there's an advantage in having these margins in being more competitive. And we release it by the price sold. If prices need to be lower, we can still sell it. And if we can sell it at a higher price, we can also have a higher margin. That's not an issue. But in any case, we have an uncertain scenario, and that's why we are looking at this on a quarterly basis. We cannot, you know, have this expectation that things will not work. If this quarter does well, we will continue with on the third and so on. And if it doesn't do well, then we will see. But we're not going to stop at the expectation that things will do badly. No, we're going to have to experience each quarter to see what the next will be like. The company is at a level in which we can do that. Does that answer your question, Maria Angela? It does. Just a quick follow-up. This challenge with labor, is it a specific kind of labor or is it just general? Yes, in general. It's a change in lifestyle. People no longer want to work in construction. People want to be influencers. They want to be YouTubers, they want to be motorcyclists, and we're trying to reduce the number of people we need in construction so that we can work with more industrialized things. So Marcelo has been supporting us with that in engineering so that we can reduce our needs. And Mariangela, still on this topic, in the last 18 months, we brought in a new engineering director. He's a person who is recognized by the market, so we've been making some changes. Changing scores and cranes and so on, so we can have a differentiation. And in the next years, we're not going to see this issue. Thank you. Thank you, Mariangela. We'll now hear a question from JP Morgan, represented by Marcelo Motta. Go ahead. Thank you, Pedro. Two quick points. First, in your release, you saw that Western Tower was at 67%, which was the same level as the fourth quarter. Did this not advance? Was there any other reason for that? And my second question is, how you see funding conditions at the end with these last launches? Do you see any increases when you have this pre-selection of clients? Thank you.
Marcelo, assim sobre o Star Tower, 67%,
Marcelo, regarding Star Tower,
uma torre está bem mais adiantada que a outra.
There are two towers. One of them is much more advanced than the other, and that's what we're working on to conclude by the end of the year.
Essa evolução, ela nunca ficou parada, a torre, mas sempre
The
está
tower
mudando
was never stopped, but
lentamente, está
it is
construindo
progressing
algo ali por cima,
slowly.
que é uma obra mais
We're
complexa,
concluding
que
the
está vindo
heliport
agora.
at the top, which is a bit more complex, and then we will
Para
finish it
você
this quarter.
voltar e a procura pelo nosso imóvel começou no início desse ano. E para você acelerar uma obra dessa, você tem um
And the
tempo
demand started earlier this year. So, to accelerate this construction, there's some time to reactivate your suppliers and rehire. So, that was the time to do it. And now we're going to accelerate everything so that we can conclude the first tower. And 67% of the whole, since the first tower was much more advanced. So, that's why we believe it will be delivered at the end of the year. If we have any expressive renter.
Marcelo, vocês querem comentar?
Não, mas pode comentar que eu completo.
Então tá bom. Marcelo, aqui a situação é a seguinte. O nosso modelo de fazer a venda é um modelo...
Marcelo, this is the situation. Our way of doing sales gives certainty to clients. They can have their own financing at the end if they don't have the availability of credit. What happened is that in the last 12 months, rates reached 13-14% a year. What happens is that people's income did not evolve at the same level. So there's a natural difficulty for getting credit, but they already have their EasyTech credit obtained, and we know their credit behavior. Our default level is very low. And not only are we at the end, but this quarter, we were able to have a very low number of contract cancellations, which shows how much this portfolio has been adjusted to our current client's situation. So, it's not that they were unable to do it, but with us, everything has already been approved, insurance is cheaper, and they feel that there is some continuity. And it's likely that if rates go down in the future, they will be able to migrate without making a big effort, which is what they have been doing since 2021 until 2023. That's exactly right. So with pricing with the CAC table, this is reduced. And it seems to be doing very well. This gives people confidence in signing the contract with us. And this is guaranteed for them. That's all. Marcelo, does that answer your question?
Super claro, gente. Obrigado. Bom dia.
It does. Thank you.
Obrigado, Marcelo. Pedro.
Thank you, Marcelo. So to continue, we have Safra Bank. Mr. Rafael, go ahead.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado aqui pelo espaço.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. I'd like to refer back to launches. I know that you had a high volume of launches for the year, but I'd like to understand the drivers that has made you rethink this strategy. If it's speed, if DSO is below what you're pursuing in some projects, or if you're looking at your inventory performance. I'd just like to understand if there are any rules that would help understand how much you want to launch for the year. Thank you. Our inventory cannot go up disproportionately in general. So it's very simple. Last year, we launched 1.6 billion. So that gives an a level of acceptable inventory. Let's say we launched more, 2.5. There's a proportional inventory that we can accept.
que a gente enxergue algum risco ou desconforto para a companhia.
We will not accept a level of inventory that will cause discomfort for the company. So let's say that our inventory is going up. Then we're going to work that quarter to reduce it to a good level.
É bem tranquilo. Se o cenário econômico ele piorar,
if the economic scenario gets worse, if people stop buying for any reason, we have to stop and focus on sales so that then we can have more launches. That's it. We don't have a guidance commitment or an obligation, but we do want to give good results for the company without putting the company at risk. We're going to be conservative, but we also cannot be at risk. Rafael, does that answer your question?
É, acho que tinha travado aqui o áudio, desculpa. Não, mas ficou super claro. Obrigado.
Yes, that was very clear. Thank you.
Obrigado, Rafael. Pedro.
Thank you, Rafael. Pedro. Continuing with Santander Bank, Mr. Antonio Castrucci.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado por pegar minha pergunta.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I'd just like to ask about your margins for the next launches for 2025. What is your expected margin and how it compares to this REF above 40%? My second question is, what are you thinking about this robust margins? What will be the trade-off between margins and VSO? Would it be worth sacrificing a part of this margin?
Antônio, obrigado pela pergunta. Vamos começar.
Thank you for your question, Antônio. So let me start answering your question on margins. I'm going to base my answer on things that Silvio always says, which, you know, we're always concerned about the pace of sales. You cannot launch a project and then have high inventories. As you can see in the last few years, our inventory has been flat on nominal terms because what we're launching is also very similar. So we are concerned about our inventory because it destroys the future prices of our own launches. So margins have this component. It is built over time. So we start selling in a certain way, and then when we recognize how we sell, we see two important things. First, units are sold by a lower price, and that's an opportunity. Clients have to know that they made a good deal when they bought early. And then it's also marked by VP, which is 40 months on average between the launch and the final delivery of that. It's over 40 months. So NPNB now is at 7-8%, so that destroys margins. But what happens is that we live in a country that has inflation. It always varies from 4-6%. So if your costs are controlled, clients will pay 30-40%. And the 60-70% remaining is corrected by IPCC. So these margins open throughout these 3.5 years, and that gives us that 40% margin. So you see a lower margin in the beginning and a higher margin at the delivery. So that graph that Pedro had in page 8 shows the company's reality for the past and for the future as well. Some are better, some are at the average, but this is a reality for the company. And there's going to be a mix again when we see our margins. We need to, you know, I believe that margins vary according to the market. And the market is not good. Margins are compressed. If it improves, we'll increase our margin.
que eles compram. Se eles pagarem mais,
and if they pay more, then we can increase our margins.
Antonio, conseguimos te dar uma cor nesse assunto?
So Antonio, does that give you some color on this?
Oi, pessoal, deu uma travada aqui, mas respondeu sim. Obrigado, viu?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Pedro, por favor.
Seguindo, nossa próxima pergunta é do banco UBS pela.
The next question will be asked by Ms. Ana Júlia from UBS. Go ahead.
Oi, pessoal. Bom dia. Tudo bem?
Hi, everyone. Good morning. We'd like to ask about your cash generation and your dividends, considering this $2.6 billion for 2025. Yesterday, you approved this amount, and if you can tell us what the company is thinking about cash generation and dividends for the year, should we expect more extraordinary dividends? Thank you.
Ana, bom dia, obrigado pela pergunta. Ana,
good morning, Ana. Thank you. And I'm just going to recap our account on these deliveries. We have 2.6 billion with 76% sold. This 75% sold is on average 40% paid. So it's a possible generation of 60% versus everything that has been delivered. Out of the 60%, in this calculation, I have 600 million real estate financing to pay. So the possible cash generation is 600 million. 600 in debt and 600 in generation. So in the 600 in generation, this is an expectation given what is happening right now. This is not a guidance. It's simply what is happening from the first quarter. We have 300 million generating AF. And this remains extraordinary cash generation. As it happens, obviously the board is going to assess if we're going to have some excess cash, but this needs to happen first. Right, if we really do what we are having in mind, the cash consumption, regardless, is important. So when you accelerate launches, approvals, and all of that together, it leads to cash consumption. And it's about how much the company is willing to have this portfolio. But depending on that, we can have some relevant cash. And if we decide to sell this 18% a year, that we're also going to have some cash consumption. And there's one other thing. This 670 million reais that we got through debentures and financing, which is corporate, not for construction, we decided to keep it in cash with some arbitration in our favor so that we can prepare for a future extraordinary event. So with all of this together, Emilio said it very well. Throughout the year, we're going to have an important acquisition that may consume the company's cash, about 300 million. And there's a lot of revenue besides this one. We're going to sell apartments. There are many things happening in the company that generates much more than all of this. And there's a number of expenses that will absorb a lot of this. And in our business... Ana, does that answer your question?
Responderam sim. Muito obrigado, pessoal. Bom dia.
It does. Thank you.
Obrigado, Ana. Bom dia, Pedro.
Thank you. The last question will be asked from XP Investimentos through Juan. Go ahead, Juan.
Oi, pessoal. Bom dia. São só dois temas que eu...
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Just a couple of things I'd like to mention. First, I'd like to ask about your production financing credit scenario. Has anything changed? Are you feeling that this area is tougher? We know that you had mentioned that it could be for the payment of the extra land. So I'd just like to understand if this could be a source of funding for production for you. So is that relevant? And my second question is about the real estate scenario. The impression we get is that although the level of vacancy has gone down around Chucri, occupation has been high because of big renters. So I'd just like to understand if your demand has been coming from big renters, and if that facilitates this process of renting and anchoring the building. Thank you. Just to answer this question about extra, we're not going to use this cash from CRI to pay for extra. This is reserved in the company's cash, and we will use other resources for extra. So this is what I can tell you about the company's strategy. This cash from CRI is for something else, but we don't have any plans for it yet. So that's all, and Flavio or Emilio can answer this question on rental demands, or yeah, demands. Yes, so Juan, Esther Towers, each tower is 46,000 square meters. So we cannot start by looking for clients for 1,000 or 2,000 square meters. We're really seeking first, as anchors, big clients with a demand of 7, 10, or 12,000. And these are the clients who have been coming to us. And you're right, you're not going to find 7,000 continuous, 12,000 continuous anywhere. So this is where our renters are coming from. And numbers have been surprisingly positive, the number of options. So that refers to what you mentioned. These are the major renters that we're looking at, and they're the ones who are coming to see our building. Thank you. And Juan, just to add to Silvio's answer, you ask about production financing. We have a yearly plan. This yearly plan for 2025 was carried out mostly in 2024. And this has already resolved a significant part of 2025 by contracting financing. So we have contracted financing for a significant part of the launches that we're making in 2025. Of course, we don't see a lower availability, but we see a lower availability at the rates we had been using before. Considering Selic rate levels, it is difficult for banks. So a part of the resources we got may be used, but this has not been necessary until now because we have contracted what we need so now. So Juan, does that answer your questions? Yes, thank you. Thank you, Juan. So since we have passed our allotted time, I'm going to give the floor for our directors for their closing remarks. Well, thank you all. I think we had a very good quarter given the current scenario. We're happy with how the company is behaving. We're happy with our results. And as Silvio said, we're running the company looking at things on a quarterly basis. So thank you. We are still available. Pedro and Emilio are always available. And if you have any need, you can come to us directly. So Silvio Yamamura has joined us, and he's an important person in the company, and we hope we can have Silvio along with us for the next presentations. With his stair tower, he's the one who's renting it. And not only is he renting it, but he has made projections for that area. And he's a great contributor for the company. Thank you. I just want to express our positive expectation for the company's current moment. We're still improving. We have to improve a little bit of everything. And this is what Silvio is asking of all of us. But we're very happy for the demand we've been getting at Esther Towers. This is a majestic, iconic project, and we're sure it's going to be an icon of São Paulo. And we still believe in Brazil. This is where we live, and we believe that it is one of the blessed places for all of us. Thank you, Marcelo. Thank you, everyone. And have a good weekend. EZTEC's earnings conference call is now concluded. As mentioned, don't forget to check out the materials available on our website. We hope that helps you. Thank you for your participation and have a great weekend. Yeah.